Welcome. I'm Tom, your founder and co-host. We have Debbie with us tonight. And we'd like to get our call started. Have some water handy. Take a few swallows. Get yourself hydrated as we do our grounding exercise, as we do on all our calls now. And this is best done, you sitting in line, but no distractions, and certainly not driving. That would not be the time to do this, as it's best your eyes are closed during this process. So, having got yourself hydrated, take a nice in-breath in through your nose, right into your heart space. Hold for a few moments and let it out through tight lips. Again, in-breath into your heart space. Hold, and this time send your breath down through your legs, your feet, right to Mother Earth with your deep gratitude and appreciation for all the bounty she has given to us. And accept her light and love as it returns up through your feet, your legs, right up into your heart center. Another in-breath. Hold. Let it out through tight lips. In-breath again. Into your heart space. And on your out-breath, send your light and love to Creator for the wonderful blessings that have been provided to us. And accept Creator's light and love coming into your heart space. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Another clearing breath in. Hold and let it out through tight lips. Let's also do the reversal now. Very simple. You touch your right elbow in the area of your left knee, or if you can touch it, that's fine. And your right elbow over to your right knee in that area. This is the cross crawl, and then repeat. Right to left to right to left, and left to right. And that'll remove any reversals in your body. Okay. It's maybe a good time here tonight to reflect on how far we've come as a society, as a club, as individuals. Over the many years, I've been asked, well, if you recall, we used to do intro calls for many years and haven't for quite some time. A whole lot has changed since the time we were doing intro calls, so let's kind of review what has transpired over the years, or even going back to the beginning of this game we're in, this game of duality. Many people don't realize that we're in a game of duality. We see all the problems of the world, we see wars, we see, you know, the COVID nonsense going on. We see destruction in cities around the country, that the liberal cities that have literally allowed their cities to be destroyed. Homelessness is everywhere. And the problems are not on the short supply, are they? And then on the other hand, we have beautiful, wonderful things. We have the Trump era bringing truth and light. And as some of you already know, he's still our president, as we've left the corporate world behind, and he's still our president in quiet mode, the sovereign president. When this game was created to experience darkness and light together, presenting challenges for everyone, which we can use to grow, like we've never seen before, challenges in this particular paradigm. There have been 199 preceding this, and this is the only one that has ever had darkness. Well, when you make a deal with the devil, so to speak, they don't honor whatever rules were set up. For example, can the darkness invade somebody without their permission? Well, the original plan was no, yet What does dark do? They cheat. And so you've been invaded. We call them contracts. Also, traumas. How many boo-boos and incidents have you had in your life? From the time you were born, your early years, all through your life, you've had all sorts of incidents with parents, friends, the bullies on the block, at school, through your teen years, your early years, in the workplace. Things didn't always work out, did they? Yet we persist because there's enough light to give us that impetus that there has to be a better way. So we keep driving forward, but something keeps tripping us up. We see it everywhere, don't we? So this plan of duality back in 1985 was determined it was time to end it. And new light started coming in, and different things were happening over the years. I live near Stone Mountain, Georgia, and underneath it is the largest crystal in the solar system. It's a living essence. It was dormant until about 2012 when I was asked to assist in bringing it back to life. It was also the source of energy in Atlantis. Then the dark misused it for warring purposes and thus, being its own sentient being, shut itself down and was moved to underneath Stone Mountain. And if those who don't know, Stone Mountain, Georgia, the tip of it is just a small part. The base of it goes under five states. That's one huge chunk of granite, a very safe place, and was there for thousands of years. So that awakened and brought light. And we've seen a series of things happening throughout our lifetimes that have... both brought light, and new possibilities, but it also brought the ire, if you will, of darkness to try to squash and quash the light that was coming forward. We saw an incident called 9/11, did we not? All right, what was that all about? Well, was that a bunch of Iraqis living in caves, able to outsmart the most powerful military on the planet? Well, that's the story they told. That was orchestrated by George Bush Sr., who in turn was a Nazi spy. Back when he was a young boy, came over to the U.S. and found his way into Tesla's lab, trying to steal secrets for Hitler, giving them to his handlers, and that's how Hitler got so advanced in his technologies. A lot of it came from Tesla. So here we got George Bush. His real name is George Scherf, German name. They plugged him into the Bush family, who were Nazi supporters, and gave him a new ID and became president. Well, he's the one with his son in office orchestrated 9/11. Why? What happened after World War II, or during World War, the countries of the world were fearful their gold assets would be stolen by Hitler or others. But they trusted the U.S., and they gave their gold reserves to the U.S. for safekeeping, particularly after the war, on a 50-year plan with a 5-year extension. Well, that came due on September of 2011. Isn't that an interesting date, huh? 9/11. So it was time to pay back the monies to the countries that were kept in safekeeping. And guess where they were stored? In the basement, in the vault of one of the towers of 9/11. But you can imagine all those years, all that gold just too tempting for those who were in the power positions, and it was pillaged. Well, how could they pay back what they don't have? So they had to come up with some ruse. Also, 9/11 was the day chosen for Nisara, to reveal truth and to bring new banking, new truth, new government back and restore our government back to its sovereign status. All to be announced also in the building, one of the Twin Tower buildings. So there's a whole lot of reason to destroy those buildings. Not by Afghans, they were the scapegoat, but by Bush Sr., the Nazi spy, now having his son in the office, moved in and orchestrated the destruction. Interesting, one of the Bush brothers was also the basically head of security for the Twin Towers. Made it real convenient for him to let people in the night and install the demolition crew every floor, every other floor, just like they take out any building, in a free fall status. And then Building 7, which people forget about, was the control center. So they had to destroy it too. No steel structure has ever collapsed in our history. The only way to bring down one is to put thermite and keep critical positions and then do an orchestrated demolition, which is precisely what they did. So it had the purpose of stopping the Nisara, and of course they stole the gold before they blew it up in the night, and so that is still to be accounted for. So that was their excuse not to pay back their loans. So things are rarely what they seem. That's just one simple example. Well, actually a fairly complex one. Were there planes involved? Well, yeah, they were just simply redirected, turned off the transponder, and they can't be tracked, and some were dumped in the ocean, and some were landed at some kind of a military facility. What hit the towers was nothing. What you saw was holograms. You saw a plane disintegrating right inside of a building. 9/11 buildings, were the exterior were stainless steel. That's some of the hardest metal on the planet. How would a plane fully penetrate that and integrate even the wingtips, the tail section, everything? Just can't be done. In fact, if you watch closely, you'll see the nose of the plane coming out the other side of the tower. Impossible, and it's still intact. The softest metal, or one of them, aluminum, against the hardest metal. What you should have seen is a pancake against the side of the building, and sliding down the building would have been an entire plane. Engines, seats, passengers, wings, and there'd be a mess on the ground below. Yet not a speck was found, so obviously this was not real. So it was a projection, a holographic projection. So these were just explosives set to be timed at a proper moment, create some drama, and out of that came the Patriot Acts, which were not patriotic. And so what's behind all of this? That's a pretty evil thing, isn't it? Killing a bunch of people in the buildings. Passengers on board were whisked away somewhere and held captive or killed. That's just one example. We've got, right now, a war going on, the fake COVID. COVID-19, right? The deadly virus. Well, we've been hearing about viruses most of our lives. You know, he's got a virus, he's got this, he's got that, and we can't seem to ever resolve a virus. Well, guess what? It's all fake. Viruses are friendly. They are there to save your life. They work internally with everyone and animals, too. And when cells die, as they do every day, and new ones are born, something has to resolve or bunch up, if you will, like little Pac-Men, to take care of the dead cells and remove them. If not, you would die in a few days. That's the purpose of viruses. Once their job is done, the white cells mop them up. So they are no longer alive, and then they're excreted. That's a daily occurrence. So viruses never leave your body. They can't. Through the air, they don't transmit through contact. They're friendly for a very specific purpose. But it makes good fear-mongering when you call everything a virus that you can't seem to see because they're so tiny and you can't seem to identify. But if you ask CDC through a FOIA, have you ever identified the COVID-19 alleged virus? No. The response is no, they never have. So if you have something that doesn't exist, how can you have a remedy for it? Vaccines are another myth. Vaccines go back in your entire life. Never. Go back before your life. Never, never have been anything helpful for the body. It's a myth. They didn't wipe out polio. They changed the name to polio to MS. Oh, look. No more polio. Just like today. Have you seen everything's COVID, right? Everything's COVID. Have you seen the flu? How many people die from the flu? Just about zero. Because everything is labeled falsely. COVID-19. Well, why would they do that? Why would the hospitals do that? Because they were paid big dollars. If they label something COVID with a fake test called the PCR, and now that's been replaced by another one, but the new test is actually very toxic. And actually sticking this thing up your nose will actually induce nasty things into your body, right up to the blood-brain barrier. Not a good thing. So that's another hoax. The whole point of COVID was to create fear so that you would be compelled or mandated, in some cases, to take a jab. It's full of poisons, every time you could imagine. Nanobots, stringy things, whatever they do in the body, they're all destructive. Blood clots, like crazy. They're there to kill people. The mass annihilation, the genocide. So what kind of persons would precipitate a 9/11, wars, this COVID nonsense and the jab, and then pay off people in the media, at the CDC, who, to continue those lies? How can humanity steep to that depth? And these are just simple examples. Or have illegal taxes like the IRS or the CRA. 16th Amendment was never ratified. Someone was bribed to say it was. So we've been paying illegal taxes. Where did they go? Did they support our country? No. They went to the founders of the Federal Reserve, which is not our treasury, also illegal, and to the Vatican. A lot of dark places on the planet. So these are just a few samples of the horrors that have been going on over the years. Leaving Afghanistan, all these billions of dollars in equipment behind, total lie. Didn't happen. The election fraud of this last election, 2020. How could Biden, basement Biden, win over the most popular president we ever had, Donald Trump? Well, he didn't. It was rigged electronically and as well as printing fake ballots. And the proof is finally coming out. Arizona leading the way and other states are saying, well, hold on a minute here. Let's do a forensic review of this and let's get to the truth. Donald Trump would have won probably 80% or more of the votes if they were counted accurately. Was Biden even inaugurated? We saw a fake inauguration done in a Hollywood setting. And day, I think it was one day before he took his supposed oath of office, the corporation, which was established after the Civil War, fakely or improperly, bring it in a corporation instead of our sovereign government. Well, that corporation was extinguished the day before Biden was supposedly inaugurated, so therefore he's the president of nothing. His administration was all arrested. Remember the fences around D.C.? And that was to keep people in, not out. And all the fraud players, the Senate, House, even the Supreme Court, and the Biden administration were all arrested and were taken to various facilities, Gitmo and others. So who's been running D.C. for this last year? Well, no one. Their administration never set foot in the White House. It's a ghost town. Other than security and maintenance, that's it. So Trump took an oath of office when he was president, both as the corporate, which was still an attack then, and the sovereign presidency back in the days of prior to Lincoln. We were still sovereign. Well, with the corporate now gone, he continues as the sovereign president operating out of Florida. And still commander-in-chief, and that's why we're mopping up the CCP over in China. Chinese Communist Party. Yes, there's an actual war that's been going on, and it's pretty much ended now. They had the total control of many elements or aspects of China. Now that's been put to rest. Other countries have been doing Trump's term, where I acknowledged that they wanted to be part of this new world. So therefore, they agreed to the GESAR, the global version of NASARA. So now we have a global system, and we all agreed to a common financial system created called the quantum system, which is now in place, replacing the fraudulent one by the cabal, the dark ones. And that's ready to go. In fact, it's running right now. It's just no one has been told. And when your money goes in, you and only you control it, not the banks. They can't steal it. They can't move it around as they have in the past. The club attacked the system back in the early days of our club, thinking we'll find a niche in their armor and we'll be able to penetrate it and provide through the AR process or the GSA process a claim. It was a legitimate claim, a valid one, but how do you enforce it when you've got the political people under control? The attorneys are, by the way, just holding titles of nobility, and if they hold office, that's illegal. Okay. This is one of the big things about our country, was to get rid of those titles of nobility. The attorneys are called Esquire, just beneath a knight. And then you've got your judges, who almost all are attorneys, and they've been bought and paid for, and you don't have common law anymore, which was what our country was formed on. All right, you got corporatized nonsense. So you can't win in court. And although we've tried, but you get beat up. One of three things will happen when you go against the system, hard nose. You'll either wind up dead, out of business, or broke, or maybe all three. Well, we came close on all three counts. They tried like the Dickens with the SEC nonsense, made up stuff. Put us through the ringer, threw me in prison, and tried to kill me twice. Well, I'm here, but now they're gone. But through that incident, and as the club evolved over the years, we have come into what's called a higher vibration of light. we've been uplifted. All right, and I've had breakthroughs continually. In fact, following almost every trauma of my life, it opened up a new higher vibration. In other words, I'm pushing away the layers of darkness. So where do those layers of darkness come from, and what are they doing, and how are they involved in the events that we've mentioned? Some of the, in fact, every event, every war, every crime, every rape, pillage, theft, all the liberal nonsense we've seen, burning of our cities, the homeless, and what have you. There's one thread, a common thread that is infused through all of this. You see, humans are basically peaceful beings of light. But in duality, a new element was introduced, and these are separate from humanity. These are entities, energies, essences of pure evil. Different flavors. Some are incredibly evil. You don't see them. You can't find them. You can't put them on a scope and identify them, like you could a radio wave, for example. But they exist. And they infuse themselves. They attack people remotely or locally and infuse themselves into people, particularly when they've had a trauma. But the traumas usually are induced by the manipulation of darkness. Let's say a car accident or an abuse by your parents. The reason they abused you is because they were already infused with darkness to manipulate them. All your major leaders of the globe. The financial industry, political industry, war machine, the key people have all been deeply infused with darkness. So we've been so busy blaming the people, we haven't seen the invisible hand, the puppeteer up above, called darkness, that has infused and manipulated and blocked others from even seeing the truth. That's why it's so hard to talk to a liberal and make any sense. There's actually a disconnect in the brain that the dark put there that doesn't allow them to do critical thinking. How frustrating. We, you know, it's easy to blame them. Well, you're just not seeing it. You're whatever. But fortunately, some years ago, about 6 years ago for myself and thereabouts, right after that with Lois, we have been gifted with the ability to perceive these nasties and have identified them. Dozens and dozens of different types, but the quantities are in the, well, the centillions. And centillions of centillions, that's a one with 600 zeros after it. So we're talking big numbers here. And then we learn to commune with Creator. I have opened that window from my traumas and pushing forward over a lifetime and in recent years, breaking through all of that nonsense, those layers of darkness, so that Creator's gifts could be flowing into this limited game of duality. And then we learn to present them to Creator and remove them, layer after layer after layer. And here we are. The documents, about 80% of it has been documented. And we're up to 1,700 pages now, 1,700 pages of notes. Some of them might be an individual that we have reached out to and helped. Others might be for all of humanity or all that is, or the paradigm, or there's many things beyond it, infinity and everything everywhere, etc. Creation, life. There's many, many venues out there that have been contaminated by darkness, all emanating from this paradigm. You know, once the cat's out of the bag, how do you get it back in, right? Well, the cat multiplied bazillions of times, and It's not an easy task. So here we are in 6 years, 33,000 sessions, 33,000 sessions, and each session might be, again, a massive one or an individual. They're all important. So this is where the club has evolved from trying to bang heads with this system, which fights back violently. Many have been killed. For example, the whole medical industry, it's a fraud too. You know, drugs are poisons. They just made them legal because they're profitable, just like the vaccine, or they call it vaccine. It's not, but it's loaded with all types of nasty things that are there to kill you, short-term, long-term. In fact, right now, billions would already be dead if it hadn't been Creator's blessing to make harmless these vaccines after this thing got started. And a few people have signed up to take the poison version to bring to reality that this is going on. But the vast majority who've been jabbed have been, fortunately, given what would appear to be a placebo, a gift from Creator, just like we haven't been allowed to have a nuclear war, which would have annihilated virtually everything on our planet. All right, Creator has intervened, but it's our game. So we are the ones that need to awaken and learn the lessons and put an end to things while the darkness is being removed in various ways. And much has, and still there's still an influence remaining. About 2 weeks ago, Creator removed all of those who were in the dark category. You're either in the dark, meaning you're so consumed by darkness you can't receive light anymore. The next group are neutral, and they're kind of on the fence. The next group is in the light. Ah, that's a step forward. And then the final group is of the light. So we have four steps: dark, neutral, in the light, and of the light. Now, the group I'm speaking to here are mostly of the light. Some might be in the light, and in fact they are, and a very few neutral who would come to a call such as this. But what Creator did was those who were dark, after many, many attempts trying to awaken them, removed all of them. 1% of the population, around 70 million dark ones, your key leaders of the world, those who you've learned to hate, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Hillarys, the Kamalas, the Bidens and his son, Pelosi and Newsom, Fauci, Gates, up in Canada, your wonderful leader, right? All gone. The bodies are there, but they're dead. So Trudeau is an example. They said, well, tested positive. We got him in hiding for a few days to stay away from the EL, right? Everyone's justifying some way or another the missing people, the Queen, the King of England. I mean, the list is on. A lot of them. Every bad person you can know, it's not that they themselves are bad, but they were so infused with darkness, they were beyond hope. And to move the rest of us forward, Creator chose to remove them. They control the media. They control every aspect of harm on the planet. They're all gone, but have you heard about it in the news? No. Such as Trudeau, you might hear an excuse why he's not visible anymore. But nobody can quite explain how all these people are suddenly dead. And the media being still under the, well, on autopilot, we'll say, from the dark, even though the dark owners are gone, the procedures are still lingering, and people will eventually come to awaken and realize, why are we doing these stupid things? Why are we lying? Why are we pretending? Why are we doing harm? Why are we locking people down? You know, the truckers have awakened, and thank them. In Canada and others around the country and around the world, they're supporting their cause, and I'm now in Ottawa, and the government there will have to make a big decision. Do we end the mask and the lockdowns and the jabs? Well, yeah, they certainly will. We've seen the signs of that happening all around the planet. As more and more darkness is removed, people are awakening more, and their consciousness is increasing. Their critical thinking is returning. So your mayors, like the governors, and those people there that were dark, they're all gone, all over the planet. Their equivalents, dictators, gone. Anybody who is dark, and not all dark people are doing harm. Some people are just self-destructive. They put on a mask and they pretend that they're nice people. But when they're on their own, they hate themselves. Don't know why. Because they're so infused with darkness, they can't be happy. They can't enjoy. And the darkness is, it's the opposite of love. Another way to call it is fear. The opposite of love isn't hate, it's fear. Now, there are processes going on around, started already, throughout the, everything everywhere, which is the grandest expression of whatever all that is. Is at 20% right now. That just started from yesterday. So a new wave of cleansing is coming. And Creator, we've done many of these. This is just the latest, but it's the most thorough and the deepest. But the dark are very clever. They hide things. They disguise them. They protect. If you go after them, they'll attack you. And I've been and Lois have been attacked more than anybody on the planet. And it's not fun. It's not fun for you. Every disease known to man is because of darkness. And no drug is going to fix that. No surgery is going to fix that. No hip replacement is going to fix that. There's darkness infused in the joints, organs, glands of the body, precipitating what we call disease. Remove the darkness, and then the body can heal. And yes, nutrition helps. And doing positive things helps. Cancer is a big moneymaker, the biggest. Well, not probably been usurped by the vaccine industry, but cancer was the big moneymaker. Anybody who came forward with a cure, or at least a remedy, if not getting to the real root, which is the darkness, a remedy to resolve the spread of cancer. There were 20 of them in Florida alone a couple of years back. Had a product that was inexpensive, effective, and worked better than anything the medical society was doing. And guess what? These naturopathic doctors, everyone's now dead. When somebody shows up at a hospital with a sneeze, maybe a cold, or maybe it's standard old flu, COVID, they get money. If they put them on this remedy, they get more money. If they put them on a ventilator, they get even more money. That's a death sentence. The remedy they put them on is destructive, harmful. So that's, again, darkness at work infused into those industries. So we have a tendency to blame. The media taught us that, didn't they? Got to find somebody, you know, who's the scapegoat? Who's to blame for this? And it's always the person, isn't it? Or people. So instead of doing that, if you want to blame anything, blame the darkness. Making good people do bad things. Yeah, even the Hitlers and the Stalins and the Faucis of the world or the Bushes, anyone you want to pick on, that is, you may think the most evil, just means they have most darkness. But they be no more. Creator has gifted us wonderfully. So what's our club's part in all of this? I asked a question one day, what's the slogan for our club? And it's been out there for about 17 years. Nobody knew. It's on the homepage. How often do you go to the homepage? It's updated virtually every day. The truth shall set you free. The truth shall set you free. Not money, not power, not control, simply the truth. And when you have the truth, you can then act according to that truth and move forward successfully. Yes, being on the front line, we've taken our licks. That's okay. That's what I signed up for. That's what I'll do. You've taken your licks. Anytime you went forward and against the grain, when everybody's going left and you went right, it was a tough struggle going upstream, was it not? But if truth guided you there, then that is where you need to be. The others will turn around and stop and turn around one day and say, wait a minute, maybe this person was right. Or these persons were right as they awaken. So just be patient. All will have their opportunity. But those who have stepped forward and upward, and in recent times, again, the old days, we went for the money because we thought with the money we could control our lives. But if the banking system is still controlled by the dark, even if you got the money, would you keep it? Probably not. They'd find a way to steal it. So the answer, the only answer, the only way out of this is through Creator, the creator of all that is. Everything you can imagine is a creation of Creator, including darkness. And as that's being mopped up, end of the game, some people are hanging on to it like it's their old friend. And if they were dark, they're now gone. It's not a good thing to buddy up with darkness. Some are simply on the fence, at neutral. Maybe they're not harming people, but sometimes they make bad decisions that can harm themselves or others. They too are being gifted to be brought back to light. Many then have moved into the in-the-light status by removing their darkness, their traumas. In fact, there's five programs that Creator, well, six actually, but five required programs that Creator provided to us last year, starting with the wellness and re-engaging humanity with their higher selves, as well as removing huge numbers like a noctillion nasties that are messing with them. Why would you want to carry that load around? So that's what the wellness program was for, to remove these invisible nasties that are harming you, creating disease, ailment, distress. And then Creator offered a second gift, to insert in you a program that will monitor and maintain you at a higher level of energy. Creator's awakening gift. Then there were traumas, and we are finding huge numbers of traumas. But humanity can only deal with about a decillion at a time. So we take care of that first decillion. It's a big number. And then a few days later, if you're still not where you need to be, we'll check, and there might be another decillion, and we'll continue that once you've done these programs. Next are traumas. From the time you were in the womb until now, you've received huge numbers of traumas. You might not think of them that way. Some you would. You can think of a lot of the hurts and challenges you've had, the car accidents, the divorce, the abuse, the all your life, people rejecting you, hurting you. Those are all traumas. Your body remembers them because the darkness was infused in your body, not allowing you to let them go. Without darkness, if you had a boo-boo, you'd get over it in a day or so. But it's the darkness that sustains it. It keeps us locked in. So by removing those traumas, you remove the source of what's holding on to that, and you can release that. And there's agreements as well. And those are resolved. And that's the fourth process. I mentioned earlier that vaccines are a myth. They probably came out of the world of homeopathy. Dr. Hahnemann from Germany a couple hundred years ago found that like cures like. Somebody is ill. You take some excretions from their body and succuss them with, let's say, some alcohol or gin, vodka, whatever is available, and one part of the substance from the body, combination of whatever fluids your body's excreting, with nine parts of, we'll say, vodka, and you hand succuss it. You smack it together on your, from one hand in a vial to the other. And you take one part of that into nine parts of the vodka, and you do it again. Now, that's a 2X. And then you do that again. That's a 3X, and a 4, 5. By the time you get to 30X, there's no physical substance left that could be measured. It's all energy at that point. And if you consume that energy, it will actually work to remove the very things that were troubling your body. That's the basis of homeopathy. Like cures like. Well, the drug industry misunderstood that or didn't want to understand it. And felt, well, if we then put some live viruses into your body, maybe your body will attack it and it'll work the same way. That was the early concept of vaccines. No, that's not the good thing to do. You don't put poisons in your body. Energy is different from the actual substance. And now they've just gone bonkers with the dark's infusion and are on a genocide mission. Let's not just fake healing people, let's just go ahead and kill them. Let's be done with it. We've got too many anyway, right? The useless eaters, as Kissinger would say, and he's one that's gone. So things have gotten a little out of hand, to say the least, just like a war, all propagated by the dark, confusing both sides. Why on earth would you start shooting bullets and dropping bombs and shooting missiles at people? Why don't you just sit down and work out your differences like Trump does? Isn't that what he did when he toured the world and got all the countries aligned with Gosara? quieted down North Korea, found the being of the light over in Putin and in Russia and Xi in China and elsewhere. And if they, the leaders weren't of the light, ready to accept the deal, he worked with, maybe it was a military person or someone in their country who was ready to latch onto prosperity versus destruction. But you can only do that with people who are cleansed of the majority or all of their darkness. Because that opens up the heart. At the beginning of this call, we did a grounding exercise. Got ourselves grounded with Mother Earth. And we did a blessing with Creator, bringing Creator into our hearts. So now we are heart-centered. And then beyond that, we need to open that heart, which I have done for those who are present here. And then the last step is to be able to accept and receive Creator's light and love through healing. And dark elements have closed that repeatedly. That's why we do it often, to reopen it. And now we're finding the original sources that have been doing that, and they've been are being eliminated one by one by one, so that the hearts stay open and you're receiving and accepting Creator's healing. So that's what our club has evolved to, and through that process, rather than chase the money, accept the truth, accept Creator's gifts. And through Creator, you'll be healed at every level, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. So by going through those steps, and then preferably doing the ego cleanse, if you look at the most villains of the world, you'll find their egos were very, very high up to level 7. Like MS-13 people who just chop people up for fun. People who steal your kids and do horrible things with them. And so forth. Others, you'll see, just go to the ego page at biorenew.com and there's a whole chart out there and you can see it and see how higher egos have affected people. The good guys, the Donald Trumps, the Hillary, she's about a 5, I think. But the Trumps and Melania and the Jim Jordans, the good guys who have been tried and true, are ego level 2. Now, even to have any ego is no longer beneficial. But nobody's harming anyone at level 2. Well, you might, get a little bent out of shape over this and that, have an argument or two, but you're not harming people intentionally. What if that was a 0? Would that even be better? Well, the answer is yes. The reason we have ego is just to protect us. If we didn't, during all the assaults of life, we'd probably be jumping off a cliff because we couldn't handle all the assaults. So we had to have an ego to kind of buffer that and say, well, it's them, it's not me. But now, as truth is coming and you're awakening and you don't need your ego any longer, you are just okay being you in truth. So the ego process is there for those who choose it. Highly recommended. So we still got folks chasing the money and even the RV. We've been, chasing that for years now. And Deb's done an awesome job of keeping us appraised where things are going and how many times have we been so close and so hopeful, yet something comes up and stops it. What is that something? I said, just some bad people. In some cases, those have been arrested, removed, who messed things up. But why did they do what they did? Because they were infused by darkness. Darkness is mobile. If you take out a leader and put in a different one and it's in a key position, they will invade the new leader and manipulate them to do things that we don't like. So the only way to win the game is to remove the darkness from yourself and then others as they choose to accept Creator's light and love and healing. So as a product of going through the five steps, Creator says, I will then provide you, don't even have to ask, I will provide you financial abundance. It won't come in the forms we're familiar with, the AR, the RV, the GSA, because those all require human cooperation. That's hard to find in the financial world or political world. So Creator said, I have a plan where you will receive your financial abundance directly from Creator on and from and through the new quantum financial system, which the dark ones don't control and can't. And you'll be blessed at the proper moment once you have completed your various steps and have made it to of the light. That's your part. And Creator does the rest. And those processes, of course, are provided by Creator. So we have evolved as humanity. We've evolved as a club, moving ourselves more and more into the light, and finally of the light, which is our natural state, by the way. The natural state is to pure be beings of light, having this temporary experience of duality, which is coming to an end rapidly. So the only way you're going to win is to follow the path of Creator through the various processes, and then your financial abundance will be provided. Anything controlled by man, which is infused with darkness still, will fail. Despite our best efforts, boy, and then we have put in our best efforts for many, many, many years. And we've seen others try and they're gone, they're dead, or they're in prison, or they're somewhere. But they failed because they tried to attack darkness. When you attack darkness, they fight back. When we approach darkness, we don't fight them, we simply extinguish them with Creator's gifts. Well, Creator actually does it, but we present it to Creator. So our job, Lois and mine, is to find them. We have the gifts to see them, not with our eyes, with our third eye. Why do you suppose fluoride has been introduced into your diets and your water, your toothpaste, whatever? Because fluoride calcifies your third eye. That's a trick by the dark to keep you from awakening, to get to where you can do what Lois and I do routinely. That's just one of their many tricks. They do things in the brain to keep you from having logical thinking, to be able to access your left and right brain simultaneously. We call that the liberals. Or the Democrats, and, you know, whatever flavor they show up in. And yes, they tend to favor one side as opposed to the other, so we have this duality. They precipitated every war, every whatever, men against women, right? Left against the right, Democrats, Republicans. You know, all these dualities, this is precipitated by darkness. See the magical puppeteer, or the dark puppeteer, I should say, up above manipulating people to do things that are not in their highest and best, and certainly not in others. It's quite a shift. You've been taught, you know, it's this person's fault, that's or this system, or that, you know, we got to go bomb a country because of, you know, all that's just dark influences. And the media, totally controlled, the major media, by by dark, but now with their leaders gone, and the leaders everywhere gone who are dark, we're kind of in a, what's going on here? You know, and I'm not getting any new messages yet of doing things differently, so I'm just on autopilot, but it doesn't really make a lot of sense. That's the awakening. It'll creep in and finally overtake the dark totally, along with the continuing purging of the residual darkness. So if you came here for the money, there's a pathway. Probably not the one you thought it was, or I thought it was many years ago. But the only way to get everything you want is through Creator. We're not talking religions here. That's just made up, man-made contrivances trying to explain our separation from Creator when we had the fall of man at the beginning of this game. We had no memory of our light bodies and light essences. So we had to kind of contrive things, and then the darkness manipulated them for control purposes. I'm talking about a pure connection to this greater, the Creator of all that ever is, ever was, ever will be. That is your pathway to freedom in every way. Better, well, optimal health, mental, emotional, spiritual, financial. And I applaud everyone in the club who has contributed in every way, moving us along the pathway. We have many. Send me articles, keep me posted, do the work here at the club or outside. So to be part of this, you know what the steps are. One, be a member. Be in good standing. There's maintenance involved, as you know. And that's your contribution that keeps us here so we can help you. But you can introduce others if you chose to do so. And I might provide this particular recording as an intro. It's quite different than the old days, where we were still chasing the money. So truth has a way of revealing things, and the pathway, as we moved along, opened up, took us in new directions, better directions. And coming into the light is the only way we will be successful in our lives. Now, a new paradigm is forming right now, by the way, of pure light. And as all of this darkness, the remainder of it eradicates, we'll be ready to transition. You know, whatever that means, however that comes to be, we will see. Now, as part of being an elite member, meaning you've gone through the various steps, you've made it to of the light, and you have done your study guide, which is the last step, you are now an elite member. Now, some elite members, a very few, haven't quite made it to of the light status, so there's still some work to do there, probably because, and I think totally because, you've been blocked receiving all of Creator's gifts. Remember those blockers I told you about? Well, the dark are relentless in closing those up, closing your heart. So we continue to open them up and find the source of what's doing that and removing it. But that's all part of being an elite member, and your elite members will be the only ones receiving all the gifts, including financial. But you're the pioneers. There's always just a handful who get it. You know, others are welcome. All are welcome. Who are willing to give up their darkness, accept light, and clearing and cleansing, and all the benefits that come. So that is our new club definition.